The Paramount family has three beautiful boys, Lucas, Philip, and Thomas. Philip is the middle child. By the time he was a toddler, Kim and Carlos Paramount had already suspected that Philip's failure to make eye contact and his unwillingness to speak were caused by more than just slow development. So they were not really surprised when he was diagnosed with autism.
What's this?
Carlos says he tried to learn everything he could about the disorder. He believes he wasted a lot of valuable time trying to find the right treatment program for his child.
It's not a question of lack of information, it's a question of too much information. It's impossible to sift through.
What do you want? What do you want?
Kim and Carlos have been taught to use applied behavior techniques to help Philip identify what he wants. At first, it was just one word. And even though Philip knew the word for the toy he wanted, he wouldn't say it until he realized it was the only way his parents would give it to him.
Red.
The genetic link to autism may be prevalent in more than one male member of the Paramount family. Carlos believes that he and his father, and now perhaps his oldest son Lucas, also have signs of a high-functioning type of autism called Asperger's syndrome. The youngest boy, Thomas, has shown no symptoms.
Do you have superpowers?
Katie Divelbiss of the Center for Autism and Related Disorders says parents should find a way to communicate with their autistic child as soon as possible.
You say, give me. Give me banana.
Teach them how to communicate. That could be using pictures. That could be teaching them hand signs. That could be one word or one utterance.
For decades, autism was categorized incorrectly as a form of childhood schizophrenia, and in recent years as a diverse spectrum of developmental brain disorders. Dr. Susan Hyman of the American Academy of Pediatrics says the definitions of autism are changing because the difference between disorders on that spectrum can be hard to distinguish.
Better to think of it as a singular spectrum or singular category with different degrees of intensity and different other factors that impact how significant the diagnosis is.
Professor Roy Richard Grinker is a recognized authority on autism, whose own daughter was diagnosed with the disorder in 1994. Back then, Grinker says, there was little awareness or understanding of autism in the United States. That has changed, he says.
And I don't know that the treatments for autism today are that much different than the treatments for autism back in 1994 or 1995. Except for this, society understands autism. Society gets it. Autism is no longer invisible.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.